This is Dale Gentry, reminding you that you are listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. It's time now for Prophetic Thursday with your host, Allison Keeber. Remember, the views and opinions on this program may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. BPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this program, but we are absolutely delighted that you are listening. Now, here's your host for Prophetic Thursday, Allison Keeber.
So don't you be afraid of giants in your way. With God, you know that anything's possible. So step into the fight. He's right there by your side. The stones inside your head might be small, but watch the giants fall. Watch the giants fall.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. We are live on BPN Radio. My name is Allison Keeber. So excited to be here with you guys this morning. I have a lot to share. I have so much to share this morning. I'm so excited because not only do I have my amazing husband here with me working on the back end, logging all of your prayer requests, taking down all of your names on Facebook, and praying over them as you do so, but I have my beautiful friend Amanda here in the room with me, and she's already been praying. And we've just been covering the room here today. So excited to be with you. I don't have my earphones on today, you guys. So I'm doing something a little different, trying to go freestyle on the mic. So hopefully I'm loud and clear on bpnradio.com and you guys can hear me loud and clear. It looks like we are all good. So we're going to go ahead and get started. Like I said, my name is Allison Keeber. So excited to have you all here with us. You're joining us for Prophetic Thursday. But you know, Prophetic Tuesday and Prophetic Thursday are two of our most listened to programs because we know that people desire to hear a word from the Lord. And y'all, I just have so much like brewing inside of me that I'm just going to have to trust Holy Spirit that he's going to literally tell Allison to shut up, sit down, take a seat, because he's got a lot that he wants to deliver today. And I'm just trusting, again, like I said, that he is going to let it flow. And that's where we're going to go today. We're just going to go wherever he goes because, like I said, guys, he's put so much on my heart this morning for you all. So many words, so many encouraging words this morning. But as we get started, you guys know that I always kind of have to go over the, like, you know, remember this, right? So remember that the views and the opinions of those on this broadcast or any of our other programs may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. BPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this broadcast, but we are absolutely delighted that you are here and that you continue to join us. A special welcome to all of our first-time listeners or our first-time watchers on Facebook Live. Let us know on Facebook in the comments if this is your first time, we love to hear from you. We love to know that this ministry is continuing to be shared across the globe. So excited. Like I said, we know that Prophetic Tuesday, Prophetic Thursday are two of our most listened to programs because, right? People want to hear a word from the Lord. And we know that one word from God can literally change your life forever. Do y'all believe that? Do you really believe that one word from God can change your life forever? Y'all, this last week and a half, God has put me in the book of Exodus. He's put me in the book of Joshua. He's put me in the book of Deuteronomy. And like I was sharing on my Bible study with some of the girls last night, I said, you know, sometimes I question, like, why are we here, God? Like, why are you putting me here? And there's always a reason, right? When we trust where he wants us to dive into, he's always got a reason. Because at first I was like, I don't know that I really identify with Moses. Like, I don't know that that's the dude that, you know, me, I identify with. And, you know, as I was diving in and, she says cutting out a lot, maybe put on the headphones. Okay. So we're going to have switch. Baby, can you switch me all up here so we can switch out? Radio's not hearing us very well. Sorry about that, guys. I knew that maybe that would happen because I move around a lot. Yeah, interesting. Hey, it's how we roll here. It's live, right? But I've been in that book a lot, of those books a lot. And, you know, I thought, oh God, I don't know that I identify with Moses very much. And then I started reading, and I started reading when God first commissioned Moses, right? When he first commanded him, to what he was going to do, right? That he was going to save his people. And Moses literally, like, you know, in that burning bush moment, right? Was like, just in that moment, Moses was like, I think he got the wrong guy. Like, maybe you want to pick someone else? Maybe? Like, you know, I don't know, God. Like, I really want to do big things for you. But, you know, I don't know. Can you maybe pick somebody else? And so, you know, how many of us have argued with God? Like, we've stepped out and we've said, I want to do big things for you, God. And then he says, here's the big thing. And you're like, maybe something else. Right? Maybe, can you pick something else? Right? And so that was just kind of what was flowing through me. And I was sharing this with my husband yesterday. I was just full transparency, been under a lot of spiritual attack. And like I was sharing with the girls last night, I think a lot of times spiritual attack comes when we are walking out and doing exactly what we are supposed to do in God, right? And so the enemy tries to work overtime, and he really tries to take that away from us. And I'll share a little bit more about that, because it was very real. Right? It was the attack was very real. The thoughts that I was having seemed very real, until I spoke them out. So I'll share a little bit more about that with you guys. But
I'll switch real quick.
Well, they said it's sounding okay now, but,
radio?
Yeah, okay. I don't know. Can you monitor that or no?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, but one of the things that, you know, that always comes across my heart whenever I'm praying over your names is that sense of like, God, I know I'm supposed to do something great, but I'm in the middle of a storm and it doesn't feel really great right now. The attacks are high. I'm feeling stuck. That's the kind of that overwhelming sense that we can kind of bring to it. Right. God sent me to Psalms 118:8. And Psalms 118:8 is interesting because it is the very center of your Bible. Like, you know how if you open up a book, like, and you kind of just lay it down and you open it up, like, what's going to happen is that it opens up to the middle of the book. Like, that's where kind of the crease is. And the very middle of your Bible is Psalms 118:8. Okay. Well, Psalms 118:8, that's the exact middle, the exact verse that's right in the middle. And it says, it is better to put your faith in the eternal Lord your God for your security than to trust in people. Let me say that again. It is better to put your faith in the eternal Lord your God for your security than it is to trust people. Now, I don't believe that God's telling us to not trust people, right? But he's saying we have to trust him more, right? We have to trust him more. And I don't think that it's any coincidence that right there, dead center in the middle of the Bible, where if you were just to throw the Bible down on the table and it happened to open, it's probably going to open to the center of the Bible. Right there, he reminds us to trust in him. And yes, thank you, Misty. And isn't it? It's a centering. It's doing it again. She says, it's a centering scripture, right? Okay. And so 118, the entire Psalms 118 literally says he never ceases to be loving and kind over and over in Psalms 118. And so before we dive in any further, I want to open in prayer, and I want to pray a little bit into that he never ceases to be loving and kind. Heavenly Father, God, we thank you. God, we thank you that you are forever loving and kind. And God, today, thank you for the reminder that we can put our full, ultimate trust in you, God. That you will never let us down, God. That the giants may come, God. The giants may come, the giants may stand before us in all shapes and sizes and forms, that they may stand before us. But thank you, God, that you remind us that if a giant is standing in front of us, it's because you've given us a heart of David. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that we have the power within us to watch the giants literally fall. As we trust in you, God, as we follow you, Lord, as we listen to the ways that you set before us, yes, and as we walk in obedience to what you command of us, God, reminding us that love is the greatest of all these commandments. Love. Thank you, God, that you sent your Son, the pure definition of love, your Son, Jesus Christ, to die on a cross for us, to die on a cross to save us, God. God, we're believing today. We're believing in the words that Jesus left for us as he ascended into the heavens. God, we're believing today that the Holy Spirit is with us. He is walking, breathing, living with us right here and today. And God, we are believing that Holy Spirit will have his way today, not just your prophetic Thursday, not just through the words that are spoken today, but through each and every life that is listening today and in the future, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, and we love you and we glorify you, God. Holy Spirit, have your way. Have your way today, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. All right. Okay, so we are going to dive right in. And as many of you know, okay, I I've always got to kind of go over this because we've got lots of new people that tune in and listen every week that they're kind of like, how does prophetic work? What is that? You know, sometimes we even see people who they don't believe in it, right? And that's okay, right? That's okay. And so according to 1 Corinthians 13:9, we know in part, and so we prophesy in part, right? It's not a chapter. It's not a book. It's just simply a word from the Lord. Now, be very clear about that. Some of you will get a longer word than the others. Some of you will get a short word. Some of you will get a long word. Some of you will get one sentence. Some of you will get one word. Remember that none of it, no matter the length, short or small, is simply a word from the Lord. And it's a word from the Lord that you must dive in deeper. That you must dive in deeper in that word. Now, this prophetic word, it can be a new word. It can be a now word. It can be a future word, or it can be a confirming word, right? And so you've got to take that word, right? You've got to take that word and you've got to write it down and you've got to pray into it. You've got to pray into it. God, what are you trying to reveal to me? And I heard a testimony last night from one of the girls that I had prophesied over. She said, I didn't know what every part of your word, and actually she's sitting right here in the room. She said, I still don't know what every part of that word was for my life. Because part of it was a now word. Part of it was a future word. Part of it was a new word. Right? And so we may not understand everything that God is saying to us right here in that moment. But as we pray, as we dive into that word, as we go deeper with our Lord, right? He will reveal to us more and more. But you have to receive it in your spirit, you guys. You can't just receive it in the natural. You've got to open up your head, your eyes, your ears, your heart, your spirit has to be open to receive this word. And you must rest in it. Oh, that's a good word for this season, isn't it? Rest. Rest in the Word. I was sharing with the girls last night, I struggle with that sometimes. That God gives me this big vision, and I'm like, yeah, let's go, God. And he's like, all right, but we're starting back here. We're starting way back here. But I saw the vision, God, and I'm ready to go. And he's like, no, you're not. There's a lot of work to do before we get there. And so, but it doesn't mean that the Word isn't for me. It doesn't mean that I stop praying into that because I simply don't see it manifest itself today, right? And so we soak it in and we wait for the confirmation and we wait for the fulfillment, right? Now today, there's going to be some names that are attached to words and your spirit is going to start to stir. And you're like, but that's not my name. She didn't call my name. Know that God works in such amazing ways that your name does not have to be attached to a word for him to be speaking to you. Can I get an amen on that? How many times have we been sitting in church and you were like, did they prepare this sermon for just me? I don't think anybody else needs to be here in church because I think this is just for me, right? That's the same way that a word from a prophetic word works, right? There's a word that you can receive today when your spirit starts to get stirred. And so if that's the case, receive it. Receive it. Declare it, right? Declare it. And one of the things that I wanted to share with y'all, this was really, okay, it's good on our end, Ruth. you want to communicate with Ruth there? So one of the things that is stirring in my spirit this morning, the Holy Spirit, and I trust me, I know you guys are like, when is she going to get to my name? Okay, I've got names, I'm getting to this, but I really feel like sometimes God puts things on my heart that I'm supposed to deliver because it's a word for more than one, or it's a word for more than one, if that makes sense. Let's see.
You're doing great.
Okay. There's just saying there's a lot of internet and interference and, okay. So I'm just going to keep going. We're listening to the radio here, too, and it sounds good for us. So if any of you are listening on Facebook Live on the radio and it's coming in that way too, give us the thumbs up. All right. So anyways, so God was stirring this in me this morning. And I think a lot of us get to this place. A lot of us get to this place. 1 Corinthians 2:9, Paul paraphrases the Old Testament, and he says, no eye has ever seen, no ear has ever heard, and it has never occurred to the human heart, all the things God has prepared for those who love him. And so a lot of people hear that. And they say, see, we can't possibly know everything that God has for us. We can't possibly know that everything God has for us. It says it right here in Scripture, right here in Scripture. Well, how many times have you heard people quote Scripture to fit what they were trying to say? That like this one piece of Scripture really fits into like, you can't possibly know everything that God has for you. And as I've shared before, some of the most powerful words in the Bible are the ifs, the ands, and the buts. There's some pretty big buts in the Bible. And here's a really big one. But, 1 Corinthians 2:10, God has shown us these profound and startling realities through his Spirit. Through his Spirit. And see, you know, Jesus came for so many reasons, but he came so that we could have intimate relationship with our God, so that we could have Holy Spirit here with us. Remember, church, in Mark, at the end of Mark, okay, Mark 16:15, go out into the world and share the good news with all of creation. Anyone who believes this good news and is ceremonially washed will be rescued. But anyone who does not believe it will be condemned. Now hear this. And these signs will follow those who believe. They will be able to cast out demons in my name. Speak with new tongues. Take up serpents, drink poison without being harmed, and lay their hands on the sick to heal them. Because he was leaving us with something so much greater than Jesus himself being here with us. He left us with his spirit. See, what Paul is saying here in 1 Corinthians is that some of us need to stop believing the way the people in the Old Testament believed because they hadn't been given the opportunity to have a relationship yet. See, it was hard to have a relationship with God back in the old days, right? It was hard. But it's not hard to have an intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit because Jesus left him for us. Not for certain, right? It's not for certain people. Hear that again. Here's who it's for. Anyone who believes this good news and is ceremonially washed will be rescued. Anyone, right? And so some of us, stirring on my heart this morning with this is some of us are so stuck in the thought that we can't possibly hear from God, that we can't possibly know what he has for us. And we're believing more like the people of the Old Testament than the people who we are today, which are the people who have been rescued. You've been set free. You've been given it all. And see, so for me, I was stirring and going, so many people desire to hear a word from the Lord, and the Lord wants to talk to you. And although I love delivering prophetic words, I love it. I love it, love it, love it when someone says, thank you. I really feel like that's what Jesus has been telling me. That's confirmation. Or thank you. That gave me more clarity in what I've been hearing from Holy Spirit. Or thank you for this new word that I can now pray into with belief that the Holy Spirit resides in me. And me. Luke 24:29. The Father's promise is being left with you. Wait for the power of heaven to come upon you. Church, his promise is the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. And so you want to hear from God today? Dive in with him. Dive in with him. Right? He's given you the power. Right? I had to be reminded of that yesterday when Satan was so wrapped in my head that he had me forgetting that I have the power to cast out demons. We have the power to cast out demons. We have the power to lay our hands on the sick. Do you believe that? His word says it's true. All right, so let's jump into some words. Pam B. in Texas. Pam B. I heard God so clearly this morning say, prisoner, be set free. The door of your prison cell has been opened. Yet for some reason, you still stand inside like it never was. You are no longer a slave. You're no longer a prisoner. Captive. No, you've been set free. God said, this shame that you've been carrying, Pam, has held on to you for far too long. And today he wants you to rebuke it. rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Let him take away that shame once and for all. Once and for all. He says, Pam, step outside the prison door. Let it be revealed all that I have for you on the other side. Pam, you are free. You are free. You have been set free. And I bless you, Pam, and I bless that word for you and any of you who received that and needed to hear that word today. I bless you in Jesus' name. Charlotte S. in Oklahoma. Charlotte S. in Oklahoma. God says, stop overthinking it. Stop overthinking it. He says, your overthought has kept you stuck. Stuck in quicksand. Quicksand, where it literally is pulling you down, continuing to pull you down. This overthinking, this overanalyzing, it's literally having you feel like you are sinking on a daily basis, all because of overthought, overanalysis. He says, stop it. Stop it. You're not standing in quicksand. There's nothing tied to your feet. Move forward. Move forward. Analysis paralysis. We rebuke it right now in Jesus' name, Charlotte. Analysis paralysis. We rebuke it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And we bless you, Charlotte. We bless the steps that you are about to take. No more overthinking, no more overthought, no more overanalysis. We thank you, Jesus, for this word and that Charlotte can now move on. She can now move on. Thank you, Jesus. Charlotte, I hear him adding to this word, and he's saying, get out of here. Get out of this battlefield in the mind and get back to here. Back to here. Your heart won't overthink it. Your heart won't overreact. Your heart won't overanalyze. That's only in your head. Look at your feet and get them moving. And get them moving. And I bless you, Charlotte, in Oklahoma, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Now, one of the things that I wanted to share with this, because again, as I was getting these words, obviously God just kind of, he twirls all these other things in my head, and sometimes I can't even write them down fast enough. But yesterday, my husband was sharing a story with me about a podcast that he had just listened to. And like I was sharing on my Bible study with the girls, my husband's actually very wise. Don't tell him I said that. he's sitting right here. But he's very wise, and he is constantly filling himself with positive, because he knows whatever is in his heart is what comes out. And so he's constantly putting the positive in, even when the negatives want to try to win. Even when Satan has tried to come into our house and kill and steal and destroy, he's still filling himself with positive. And there's wisdom in that, right? There's wisdom and training right there in that in itself. And so he was sharing with me this podcast that he was listening to, and it was about thoughts. And it was about the power of thoughts. And I thought this was a beautiful way to think about it. And this person on the podcast, and I'm going to paraphrase, but they were talking about your past. Your past. How many of us have, we go there, right? We go back to the past. We said, but this happened, and this happened, and then this happened. And we recount the past. But we tend to recount the negative, right? Like, The negative's like so much easier to recall than the good. And isn't it interesting that God's word, even in Deuteronomy, he says, no, go back and yes, recount the past, but recount everything that I've already done for you. Right? Everything that I've already done for you. But we tend to have our thoughts go to the past. And in this podcast, this gentleman was saying, he was like, so your thoughts, your past is nothing more than a thought. Think about that. It's nothing more than a thought. You can't go back to it. You can't touch it. It happened, and now it's a thought. It's the past. And your future, you can't go there and touch it. You can't see it with your eyes physically. So it's a thought. It's a vision. But just like your past, it's a thought. And so your past is a thought and your future is a thought. What's right now? Well, that was just the past. And then right now? That's the past. And then right now. And so understanding that if we just be, if we be in the present and we control the thoughts about our past and our future, that our thoughts about our present become more powerful and we become more one with them. And it's all about one of the greatest gifts that God ever gave us, free will, choice. Choice, right? So we have a choice of our thoughts. And it just, this all came on me, up on me when I was praying over Pam and Charlotte. And I was just hearing God say, yes, that it's the thoughts. It's the thoughts. And yesterday when I was struggling under spiritual attack, it was all thoughts. And these thoughts were very real. Y'all, I mean, they were like a rabbit hole of, I had created a whole story that it happened. It never happened. It was thoughts. And Satan was winning yesterday, y'all. He was winning. But then what happened is I started to speak it out. I started to speak out what was actually going through my head. And as I spoke it out, it was as if I was casting out the demon. As I spoke these ridiculous ideas, these ridiculous thoughts out, as they went out into the air and said, I am not going to grab a hold of those again because that is ridiculous. Satan, you are so predictable. So some of us are feeling stuck and we're under attack. And all we have to do, because we've been given the power, our Father's promise, Luke 24:23, our Father's promise, the Holy Spirit, we've been given that. We've been given the power to cast it out. To cast it out. And so I just encourage you to take hold of your thoughts. Whatever thoughts you're having about the past, change those to all the things that God has done for you. Whatever thoughts you're having about the future, focus on knowing every blessing and promise that God has for you. So that you can be in the moment and in the present, in this current thought of winning. You were made to win. You were made to win. And I get it. I get it that sometimes you're like, Allison, you have no idea what my reality is right now. Well, reality is a thought. You are creating your reality. Trust in our Father. Trust in our Father. He's done so much for us. He's done so much for us. Start recalling all that He has done and watch your future literally change before your eyes. And I have to go into a second podcast because, and again, we're probably going to go over today, so I'm sorry, but I had so much that was on my heart and I was like, where do I share this, God? And He's like, just share it all today. Just share it all today. And so, Papa Dale, I hope that's okay. My husband sent me another podcast. Sometimes he knows that if I hear it from someone else that I hear it. See, he's wise. he's giggling. I love you, baby. Another podcast that he sent me, and she was talking about time. How many of us, and I feel like not only was this a word for me, but this was a word for a lot of people right now, especially women, but men too. How many of us say, I don't have time? There's no time. There's no time. And this podcast was talking about the quote that you have to tell yourself is, there is time. There is time. You have time. You have right now, right? So again, changing your thought about time. You have to seize the moment, seize the day. You have time, right? You have time. But we get caught up in the thought of, I don't have time. And this person was saying, look, she interviewed this, she was trying to interview this really successful, busy mom of like 4 or 5 kids. I mean, she was a busy mom, and she was a successful entrepreneur. And she was trying to interview her. And one day she said, I really want to sit down with you today. Can we talk? And she said, no, I'm out for a hike. And she said, but this interview is really important. Can't you make time? And instead of replying, I don't have time, she said, no, your interview just isn't a priority to me. And so we have time, but we make a choice of what we choose to prioritize. How many of us get sucked into looking at our phone, sucked into organizing the pantry, sucked into cleaning something that was just cleaned? We get sucked into these time wastes, and then we tell ourselves, I don't have time. No, you just made a choice to not prioritize. And this really spoke to me, and I wanted to share it with you, is that if we start writing out our goals, and we start prioritizing this, but write them in the future sense, write them out as if you've already accomplished them, right? So again, going back to anyone who's feeling stuck, right? Anyone who's feeling like life is really hard right now. I don't know if I can do this. I just want to pull the covers over my head. You're feeling this way. Write it down, but write it as if it's been accomplished, right? What do you want to accomplish this year? Do you want to take your kids to Disneyland? Do you want to put, you know, $10,000 in savings? Do you want to, start preaching? Do you want to, whatever you want to do, you want to run a marathon? Whatever you want to do, write it down as if you've already accomplished it. And then work backwards of everything that you'll need to do on a daily basis in order to actually accomplish that goal. You see, it's different when we write things down to it and we put a plan of action. We start putting strategy behind it. It's easier to then be in the moment, and it's a lot easier to prioritize, right? Something that she said really powerful is that we have 168 hours in each week. Each week has 168 hours. What are you choosing to prioritize? And I believe that God's word reminds us that we have to prioritize our time with Him. He says, come be with me, come sit with me, be still, rest in me. Don't worry, I'm right here with you. All of these things throughout His word, He says to us. And when we dive in, even when we don't quite understand, God, why am I here in Exodus? Why now am I in Joshua? And when we dive in, we can hear that He is speaking to us. When He sounds quiet in our quiet time with Him, dive in more. Prioritize. Because like Nehemiah 8:10 says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. You want to go out and you want to spread joy? You've got to be in Him. Yeah, your strength. You can't just go like, you know, like Magic Genie, like, okay, God, be with me today. Let me rub this Magic Genie bottle. No. He says, when you prioritize, that's when your life really starts to come together. And I'm really able to show you the full promises that I have already written for you. God wants to see your action. He wants to see your action in faith and in full belief. Great. All right. I've got a word for Ronnie W. in Texas. Ronnie, I heard four words, and I just heard them over and over again, and I'm believing that these words are going to bring you to your knees. It's what I saw when God showed me your name. Ronnie, you're in the clear. You're in the clear. I don't know what God is trying to say with all of that. I tried to dive in deeper, and he said that's all he needs to hear. You're in the clear. Terry D. in Texas. Terry, you are a master juggler, a total multitasker. You're an encourager, and you're a pillar for so many. But recently, you feel like you can no longer do it all. Like all of a sudden, your superwoman cape has been taken away from you. And God wants to remind you to be still. He says, breathe. Breathe. And it's the breathe of like, not just breathing, but breathe him in. Breathe him in. He says, Terry, I have to tell you a secret. There was never a cape. You never had a cape. He says, actually, none of that was your responsibility. And he says he wants you to go back and you want to recognize, and he wants you to recognize that it was him that gave you the strength. Not some cape. He says, in this time, this stillness, this rest that has been forced upon you is a wake-up call and a reminder that you are merely a vessel. Let go of all of the responsibility of thinking that you need to do it all, and go back to letting him do it all through you. I want to read that again. He says, let go of the responsibility of thinking that you need to do it all, and go back to letting him do it all through you. And that's a powerful word, Terry. And I just bless you. Bless you in the name of Jesus. Bless you in the name of Jesus. I'm actually, my husband wants to come over and pray for you all. And then I've got lots more words, so don't worry, I'm going to be back, but I also need a drink of water. So I'm going to turn it over to my husband, and I love him.
Love you.
Not too much lovey-dovey.
Isn't she beautiful and amazing? I am a very lucky, fortunate, blessed man, so... Thank you all so much for tuning in today. We are just honored that you would be here and participate. And we love all the interaction that's going on Facebook Live. And for those of you on the radio, we appreciate you guys out there, wherever you're at and tuning in to. We're just so grateful and thankful for you listening and tuning into the broadcast and being a part of this. A couple of things I saw. Heather R. had asked for prayer earlier on the broadcast, and we just want to say a prayer. Heather, whatever you're dealing with, Lord, God just pick up Heather and bless her. Go, Lord, just let your spirit speak loudly in her heart, God, to whatever direction she's needing. For all of those that are asking for words today, Lord, or for that are putting their names in, God, that this broadcast, that they hear words through others, that they hear words throughout their day-to-day, Lord, that there are signs, there are communications that come to them that give them clarity, that give them direction, Lord. We just thank you so much for all you do, God, in Jesus' name. And I want to also give you all some places and some resources that you can tune into if you are seeking to dive deeper, or perhaps you just want to know more about BPN Radio and kind of what we're doing here and our mission. But there's a website, actually. You can go to letspraymerica.com, and at letspraymerica.com there's a prayer line. There's a place where you can submit prayer requests, and your prayers will be taken in and prayed for. Your prayers will be prayed for over for a week by the staff here at BPN Radio and Breakout Ministries. And there's a prayer hotline on there as well. And so if you need prayer and you want someone to pray with you, go to letspraymerica.com, click on the prayer button and go to the tab and go there. And Rhonda Kinzer will pray. Said Rhonda Kinzer.
Yeah, when she does her live prayer.
Oh, her live prayer on Fridays. Fridays, intercession prayer on Fridays at 10 a.m. And so if you, again, need more of that, please do so. There's also resources there where you have the opportunity to download books written by Dale Gentry and Gene Gentry as well. And both of them have written amazing books. There are recordings on there. It's all free, right? It's all resources for you to grab onto and grab a hold of. One thing I do want to mention also while we're on here for all of you that are out there watching today is that coming up very soon, we are going to have two opportunities for you to participate on BPN Radio. Number one is Marketplace Saturdays. BPN Radio is opening up the airwaves for those of you who want to have a business voice, who have something maybe in your heart that's stirring, that that need a place for yourself to broadcast. There are 30-minute and 1-hour increments that BPN is opening up for others that want to record a program and be broadcast over the airwaves. And what a generous offer that is. So Marketplace Saturdays, encourage you to tune in where you're going to hear inspiration, motivation, tips, and other things that are going to help you in your business life. And I'm sure a lot of the tools in business also apply to personal as well. So take a look at that. Also want to mention Preaching Sundays. Maybe you're a pastor or a budding pastor or somebody that's just God has been downloading that you've got what it takes to share a word. You've got some words on your heart. Maybe you've been journaling for days or for years and you want to get a message out and want to be heard. And BPN Radio on Sundays, we are going to launch Preaching Sundays very soon with 30-minute and 1-hour increments as well. And if that's something that interests you, send an email to breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. That's breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. And let us know. Preaching Sunday, let us know your name and a phone number and some way to contact you, or Marketplace Saturday, and leave your name, phone number, and a place to contact you. And we will reach out back out to you and find out if it's a good fit for you and if it's something that's on your heart. So we're excited for that coming up. Lastly, this is a program. It's a ministry program that is fully funded and supported by our local listener, by our broad worldly listeners and viewers like yourselves. And we just want to thank you so much for your support and helping us to continue to grow this ministry. And if it's on your heart to give, you can do so at letspraymerica.com. There's a donate button right there that allows you to make a donation via PayPal with a credit or debit card. Or if you prefer to send a check and give via check, you can do so by making your checks out to Breakout Ministries. And that's P.O. Box 91985. And that's Austin, Texas, 78709. And again, just want to thank you all so much. We bless us so much by tuning in. I love seeing the confirmation words. I know I actually saw a message that Allison hasn't seen yet of somebody that was just so grateful and thankful for a word that she delivered before for her and her husband that was descriptive, and it changed the direction of where they were going. And so just an amazing how God is working, and how are you tuning into it? You know, what are these words doing for you? Reflecting on them, making sure that you're writing them down, again, writing down things that you hear. Remember that a word doesn't have to necessarily have your name attached to it to add value to you. It might be something that God's speaking to you through someone else, right? So make sure that you're tuning in, and when you listen to the words that are being delivered, you know, find out, pray in your heart, open my heart to receive what you want me to receive. Open my spiritual ears to hear what you want me to hear, and open my spiritual eyes to see what you want me to see, Lord. And the Spirit will guide you and to what you need to receive today. And like I said, just encourage you and thank you again for being a part of BPN Radio and on the Dale Gentry Facebook fan page. But thanks again for joining. I'm going to call Allison back. I think she's ready to come back in and chat with you. So we'll bring the brains and the looks of this operation back on here. So
he saw that I was like, okay, I'm like, I'm in the Spirit. I gotta like make sure Holy Spirit keeps flowing here. So I don't know about you, but when I'm in the Spirit, like I just almost can't hold still. I just can't hold still. And it feels amazing. I was telling Amanda this morning, I'm like, I feel amazing. So, all right, I want to, let's see, where did we leave off? I want to make sure we didn't leave off Terry. We left off that powerful word for Terry. Emily B. Emily B. Your mom had left this name, and I actually feel like I got a word more for mom, but I didn't write mom's name down, so I'm sorry. This Emily B. is in California. And it's, and I heard God say, she's wandered. She's wandered. And then God just immediately took me into prayer for her. And I just want to share a little bit of the prayer that I had for Emily. God, I pray for you to soften her heart and to remind her who's always been with her. God, right now she feels lost and she feels troubled. And God, I feel this urgency to pray for Emily. To pray that you will deliver to her a supernatural sign, God. And that you will perform a supernatural surgery on her heart, God. God, she has a good heart. God, in her heart, she loves you. God, we just pray that whatever waters she's walking through right now, God, that you give her the supernatural power to fix her eyes on you and walk across these troubled waters, God. God, and I pray for her mom, who I can hear that she's praying for her every day, just as she does all of her children. God, I ask that you answer prayers in the amazing way that you do, God. The way that goes beyond anything that we could ever even ask for, God. Thank you today, God, that you are doing this all right now as we pray. That it is happening right now, God, as we pray. That it's not something that goes on the back burner, God, because you're not a God of back burners. God, that you hear this prayer. Supernatural sign, God. A supernatural sign. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And I bless you, sweet Emily. Emily, I don't know if you'll ever hear this word or this prayer. And what I know is that that doesn't matter. It matters that God hears our prayers. He hears your mother's fervent prayers, and he is the answerer of those prayers. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. It's in your name. It's in your name. Tiffany in Texas, I heard Deuteronomy 2:3. You've wandered around the same mountain long enough. It's time to go in and claim your new territory. It's time to go in and claim your new territory. Claim it with authority and belief. Recalling all the good that God has already done for you. I encourage you, Tiffany, to also go back and listen to the word that was just delivered not too long ago about this same thing. Your future generation, through your son, will know that you persevered and that you believed on their behalf. On their behalf. He says, this new land, this new life, this new season, it's not just for you. No, you're not doing it for you. You're doing it for future generations. For future generations. And I bless you, Tiffany and Ethan. I bless you in Jesus' name. I bless the future generations. Tyrone in the United Kingdom, man of God, step into your calling. Tyrone, I kept hearing the same words that God had delivered through me to you before. And so I heard God saying, go back to that word. It was a full, very descriptive word. I apologize. I have no idea when that word was delivered, maybe a couple weeks ago. But he kept telling me the same thing. You are a traveler. God has set the world upon your heart. And you have a traveling ministry in you. There's a traveling ministry on you. You have a heart for his people. And you have a heart, you have a rescue mission heart. It's a rescue mission that you're on, and you will go to obscure places on this rescue mission, Tyrone and the United Kingdom. Tyrone, and I bless you, and I bless the mission that you are on. This next word that I have is for Jason and Amy. Jason and Amy in Louisiana. I heard God saying, there is so much fruit between the two of you. God brought the two of you together for his greater purpose. And his hand is greatly upon you. He said, there's a word for your season that you're in right now. And here's these words. Generation. Legacy. And I saw orchards of fresh, ripe fruit. And he said, no barren land, not an ounce of it, not an ounce of barren land, only lush and continuous and fruitful land. And then I got a vision. It was a powerful vision. He gave me a vision of an orchard that you couldn't see the end of. You couldn't see the end of the orchard, but it was beautiful and it was full of fruit. But it was an orchard of trees. He says this is an orchard of trees that produce a year-round harvest. A year-round harvest. And I don't know what kind of tree that is. I have no idea. It was almost frustrating because I couldn't see what kind of tree it was. And I was saying, God, show me what kind of tree. And thank you, Jesus. I'm hearing him right now because he's saying it's not about the kind of tree, right? It's about what it symbolizes. It's about what it symbolizes. But it was very clear, his very clear vision that there's an orchard of trees that produce a year-round harvest, an orchard of trees that produce a year-round harvest. And I just bless you in Jesus' name. I bless you in Jesus' name. And baby, we plug the phone in. It says battery's going to die. And then for Ann and Aaron in Louisiana, I heard these four words, and I want to be very careful that you understand that God speaks in the supernatural. God speaks in the supernatural. And so sometimes what we're praying for in the natural is how he's speaking, but he also speaks in the supernatural. And so Anne and Aaron, these are the words that I heard first when I took your name to God. A baby changes everything. A baby changes everything. He says, it's time to start getting your affairs in order. It's time to handle what you know needs to be done. Stop putting it off because the time is right now. God says, I am ready to move, but I'm literally just waiting on the two of you. I'm just waiting on the two of you. And I bless you, and I bless that powerful word that God has for you. And I prayed over this word. I prayed really hard that, God, are you sure this is the word you want me to deliver? And I pray that's more powerful to you than anything that I could have, like, I almost didn't deliver it. And then God said, get out of the way, Allison. This is very clear. It's a very clear word. Ann and Aaron in Louisiana. Joy J in Michigan. Joy, God says, you can stop all the doubting now. Yes, this is all real. This is all very real. So now that we have that out of the way, he says the healing that you've been praying for is taking place. Holding on to the hurt doesn't mean you are holding on to them. No, in fact, allowing the pain to go away and to subside means you're holding them even more. And I really heard God highlight the word allowing. Allowing what you are allowing. You're allowing the pain to take control. And I hear God saying this right now, that when you're holding on to the pain, You can't hold on so tightly to something, hold on to something so tightly, yet hold on to something else at the same time. And he's saying, let go of the pain, because when you do, you hold them tighter. Thank you, Jesus, for that clarification. He says, your grieving season is coming to a close, Joy. Stop fearing that if you stop hurting, that it will somehow make them go away. That you will somehow forget them. He says, they are good. You are good. And you are eternally together. He says, you being healed does not equal them being forgotten. No, your healing equals love and trust and faith and hope and most importantly, honoring them. And I bless you, Joy. And I bless what you are going to walk into this new season. And Joy, although I don't know you, I feel like I can feel that your heart has had a hurt that no one should ever face. That none of us should ever have to face, Joy. And I just pray that God's word helps you heal and helps you come into a new season. I pray this in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Candy M. Sweet Candy. Your eyes have started to open like a baby finally awakening out of the fourth trimester slumber. How many of us have children and we know exactly what that is? That fourth trimester where they're here, but they're just like here, right? And then like, The end of month three ends and all of a sudden their eyes open up and you see a smile and it's like, there you are. Candy, that's what I saw. Your eyes have started to open like a baby finally awakening out of the fourth trimester slumber. Your eyes are opening for what feels like the very first time and you're starting to see so clearly. All that mud that you have been dredging through all of these years, it's finally starting to loosen up. You're finally coming on the other side of it. And he says, because of your renewed faith, the vision you've been given is so much greater. And I said, wow. Like, it's a wow vision. It's a wow vision, and it's based 100% on your faith. He says, all new things are happening, and in him, all things are being made new again. Faithful Candy, life has not been easy, but you have been made strong. Yes, in this mud, you're finally realizing after all these years that this mud has actually made you stronger, not weaker. Rejoice. New days are ahead as you have been awakened. And I bless you, Candy, and I bless that word for your life. And I've got a word for Kelly J. in Washington. Kelly, God said, you have raised a warrior. And she's amazing and gifted and wise. She's young, but she is wise. And the Bible reminds us that there's a difference between knowledge and wisdom. See, you can have a lot of knowledge and have very little wisdom. Wisdom comes from being in him. But a new season is approaching for you. And you've been asking God, what's next? Because your work and your effort Has it been all about pouring your heart and soul into your family? All that wisdom that you have passed on. It goes past her. God says it goes further tomorrow than it ever will today. And he says next. That's your word for this season. Next. God said, Kelly, come sit with me. I want to invite you to dive into this word next, because I have so much I want to reveal to you. And I love it when God gives a word like that, because it's definitely proof that it's always prophecy in part, right? It's always prophecy in part, because he wants to give you enough to just come in and sit with him. Oh, it's been an amazing day, you guys. I have been so filled up this morning and so encouraged. And if you would have been sitting with me yesterday, you'd probably be looking at me and saying, who is this? God is good, and he is good all the time. And my friend Amanda reminded me last night that sometimes in the darkness, that's all we have to say, that God is good. God is always good. All right, well, I thank you for joining us. God bless you. Let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you today, God. We thank you for the message. We thank you for the words. We thank you, God, for what you will continue to do through this ministry today, tomorrow, and well into the future, God. God, we thank you for the opportunity to be your vessels, God. God, I pray a blessing and a hedge of protection every one of those who are listening as they go out to be disciples, God. To be disciples. And God, I just encourage everyone today to do something great. To do something great. Remembering that great isn't a comparison to someone else's great. Your great is what God wants you to do for him. It may be a smile. It may be a loving word or a thoughtful text. I just encourage those listening, God, to just be faithful, obedient. Faithful and obedient, God. Servants to you, Jesus. Thank you, God, that you continue to bless us so abundantly. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. We love you guys. Have a wonderful day. Go out, disciple, share the good news. Love people. Love on people. We love you guys. Bye-bye.
How can I say thanks for the things you've done for me? Things so undeserved, yet you gave to prove your love to me. The voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude. All that I am and ever hope to be, I owe it all to thee.
just let me live my life and let it be pleasing, Lord, to thee. And should I gain any praise, let it go to Calvary. Oh, with this blood he has saved, with his power he has raised, to God be the glory for the things he has done.
Waiting for you, be my rescue. Find me and bring me out alive. I will surrender back flying with my head. And failure knocks me down again. I'm reminded of the wrong that I have said and done. And that devil just won't let me forget. In this life, I know.
Fade away. I hear you talking to me and I just like a tree. I'm planted by the water, and though the fiery furnace gets hotter and hotter, I'm hanging on your every word, walking in the faith I've heard. Oh, I'm not letting go, I'm hanging on your every word. So I'm gonna keep my eyes upon you and hold up my shield of faith. Fiery darts of the evil one and put him in his place. Father, you've given me precious promises, the faith I'm gonna receive. Believers are receivers and doubters do withouters. I believe, I believe, I believe. I'm hanging on your every word, standing on your promises. Oh, and just like a tree, I'm planted by the water, and though the fiery furnace gets hotter and hotter, I'm hanging on your every word, walking in the faith I heard. Oh, I'm not letting go, I'm hanging on your every word. Standing on your promises. Oh, and just like a man who built his house upon a rock, the wind and the rain will never knock it off. I'm hanging on your every word, walking in the faith I've heard. Oh, I'm not letting go, I'm hanging on your every word. Standing on,
hanging on, hanging on.
Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ruth, Lord, your word is true.
Hanging on, hanging on.
From Genesis to Revelation, Lord, such a sweet salvation.
People pray, we'll see death and rise. is it true today that when people pray, cloudless skies will break, kings and queens will shake? Yes, it's true. We'll see dead men rise.
was sending up an SOS. All was lost, you came running. Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. You sent the shadows scattering. Went through the clouds of piercing light. And then I saw you shine, shine, shine like the sun. You're waking us to life. You've only begun, and fear, every doubt disappears when you shine on us. We wanna see you shine, shine, shine like the stars. You are the first love to open my heart, and oh, every dream comes alive when you shine on us.
I had carried all these years, and I'll leave my I don't understand your ways. Oh, but I will give you my song, give you all of my praise. You hold on to all my pain. With it you are pulling me closer and pulling me into your way.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.